Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
190 yards. He's thrown for 34 touchdowns and 9 picks every season.
Okay, so you're giving me a 7-year span from 15 to 21.
Yeah, well, I went after his second Super Bowl appearance, which was the 2014 season.
Give me 2012 to 2018 with Roethlisberger. Give me that 7-year period. Let's see if his average is better.
2012.
Through 2018. So up until when he blows his elbow
out. So this is, again, for a 17-game season. They adjust it. 4,936 yards passing per season.
Almost identical.
Well, no, he's got 800 more there.
Okay. Okay.
33 touchdowns, 15 picks.
Okay, so more interceptions.
And one fewer touchdown on average. Russ was a much more efficient quarterback as far as protecting the ball in that way than Ben.
So he'll have a higher passer rating then because the touchdowns are higher and the interceptions
are
lower.
Ben was also filling the air with footballs in those years. Like, he was throwing it a lot. Especially in 2014 and especially in 2018, which is part of the reason why his elbow might have fallen off in 2019.
All right, so let's get to the next thing from the weekend. You know, we both like Alex Cazora. He's with Steelers Depot. I think Steelers Depot generally loathes me.
They blocked me on Twitter. You can lump me in there too, but we like
Donnie, are you still blocked by them, by that aggregation account? You blocked by Steelers Depot yet?
Now I got to check. I don't think
I want to stress that there are Alex and one other guy. I like Josh Carney over there, but I want to do.
I think it's John Carney,
the kicker. That's John. Is the kicker Josh?
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right.
No, I do.
I
wanna,
like Josh too.
I do want to stress that the founder of the site I despise. Just for the record,
I honestly don't have an opinion on him. I'm completely indifferent, and he apparently doesn't like me. But anyways, So Cazora tracks the entire year where the Steelers send their people for pro days.
Mm-hmm.
And as you and I have pointed out, every year going back to Pouncey, they've had either Tomlin or the GM at the first round picks pro day.
Mm-hmm.
Every year since 2010. That's a long time. So from that pool of where Tomlin and Khan went this pro day circuit, Cazora narrowed down, if you go by history, here are the guys who could potentially be their first-round pick. Amarius Mims, wide receiver Ladd McConkey from Georgia, the corner Nate Wiggins from Clemson, J.C. Latham, the right tackle from Alabama, and then the two Alabama corners, Arnold and Kool-Aid McKinstry. So that would be your pool of guys that fit that description. Tomlin and or Khan both went and personally watched those guys work out before the draft. And from Pouncey all the way up until Broderick Jones, one of them has always been there.
There is the chance, I'm not trying to undercut our research, that in the Con era, things are done a little differently, and last year...
They are with a lot of other things.
Right, so like just the fact that they were at Broderick Jones's last year, we know Tomlin's going there. He loves Georgia players for a reason.
But they do have a thing for big school guys. They love
Ohio
taking...
State, Bama, and Georgia. If he can make the whole plane out of Ohio State, Bama, Georgia, he probably
would. The Eagles have narrowed it down to just Georgia.
Correct.
The Steelers are mostly big school.
Good boss, Skag song.
With the exception of Kenny, because he was right next door. And by the way, Tomlin and Colbert were both there, so were we.
Smaller school, smaller hands.
Were Colbert and Tomlin still there when we ran our 40s?
No, I think they left. And if they weren't gone, Tomlin took one look at you start down the field and
that was after Canada stared a hole through me.
Correct. Now, Kevin greeted me very warmly. I think I got a very brief look from Mike where he might have had an inkling of who I was and was, you know, pissed off but didn't show
it. I don't think he was.
Matt, though?
Yeah, we knew.
Matt knew who we were.
We knew what was going on there.
And Matt didn't like the fact that we were there. I think that Alex will be right again, because Zora will be right again, because I think the first name you mentioned is the name they're picking.
Latham is an intriguing prospect. We haven't spent a lot of time on him.
That's because I think he's more polished than Mims.
Well, he is.
He's obviously more polished.
Mims got hurt last year.
Mims has very few snaps.
And in Mims' absence, Latham ended up being the all-SEC first-team right tackle.
So,
and he's got a lot more experience, and he's played it at a high level in the sport's best league.
So I think that he is probably a slightly lower ceiling but an obviously higher floor, which, I mean, might say something about how I view these prospects, that I'm still gung-ho for the guy with the higher ceiling, but the potential that he gets to the NFL and it is, in fact, too much for him, and if we would have seen him for more snaps in college, maybe he wouldn't have been. That cuts the other way, though, Chalooch.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he played more snaps at Georgia, there's a chance he's nowhere near the Steelers' pick because he might be the consensus best or second best tackle in the draft.
All right, so here's the last one. And Von Miller brought this up, I think, on an Instagram story. But I've seen it other places,
You don't
too.
Use Instagram. Well, How'd was, you see it?
What's that?
You don't use Instagram. How did you see
Maybe
it?
Maybe I have an Instagram burner that you don't know about.
So you have an Instagram burner where you're just there checking out stories. What kind of stories?
Sports.
Sports stories. Like golf stories.
No.
No, not golf.
Because you told me about some of the other golf stories that
were
out there.
Yes, there are golf stories out there. Yes.
By the way...
You wouldn't yell four.
By the way, Nate Shipley tomorrow morning with Crowley...
Nate?
Or Neil Shipley.
Neil Shipley. Maybe who's, that's why he
Donnie,
didn't
who's
back
Nate
to
Shipley?
It was some squirrely little guy I went to high school with.
Okay,
who,
my bad.
Who could be in jail for all I know. He was
Neil Shipley tomorrow, 9 a.m. with Crowley and Doran after... Mulsey was told, get in touch with my manager, and Pomp never even got a text back from Shipley, which honestly, Chris, it stinks as you were really trying for Shipley, so I'm disappointed that you couldn't make it happen.
Really but tough for Pomp.
I really hurt for Pomp.
I mean, Shipley, on to talk about his 73 playing alongside Tiger Woods, a round Adam Crowley watched precisely 0% of.
Oh, he said he didn't watch a shot all weekend.
Yeah.
Didn't see any of Shipley. Didn't see him on Friday make the cut.
Didn't see him shoot one under on Thursday.
Yep.
No.
So, this has been making the rounds here. Steelers and Bills make a draft day trade. Bills go from 28 to 20. They move up 8 spots. The Steelers get, along with the 28th pick, the 60th pick in the draft. So, they get their first and second round picks, and the Steelers trade the 20th pick, and they trade the 98th pick, which is early in the fourth round, to Buffalo to make that deal happen. 28 and 60. I'd prefer that, guys.
So wait, we
I
get
would
28
make that
60,
deal.
They get 20?
They get 20 and 98.
Okay, I didn't get 98 out of this. Wait, Buffalo gets 20 and 98?
Yes.
In my Steelers PFF mock today, my friend, we didn't even have to give up pick 98 to Buffalo.
You just got 28 and 60.
Yes, for 20.
Look at you.
And we took JPJ. And then we took Jermaine Burton. And then we took Jalen Polk. We went wide receiver, Chalooch. I don't know how you feel about that. Andrew Phillips from Kentucky, the corner, at 84. Then we did trade pick 98 to move 10 spots back, Pony, and guess who we grabbed? And PFF did not like this, which I was surprised by. Christian Jones, the big right tackle from Texas. They did not like that pick.
If you move back 8 spots and then on the back end, parlay a fourth into a second. in the first and second round, I look at first and second round players as guys that are going to be long-term starters for you. You're hoping that your first round picks are Pro Bowlers. You're asking your second round picks to be above average starters. That would put you in position to land
three of them.
Three of those guys with the 28th pick and then the 51st and 60th pick. And you could get a wide receiver, an offensive tackle, and a center. Now, you'd probably have to go center first, offensive tackle second, wide receiver third. So you'd lose out on Mims, Chris. But
the extra pick, though.
You'd take maybe the BYU offensive tackle or the Arizona offensive tackle with
Morgan.
The 60th
pick. I like Morgan from Arizona, I think, is intriguing because of how athletic he is. Man, if you get that extra pick being the 60th pick, though, just feels like you're getting you should be getting, like you said, a very good player.
Donnie, how would you feel about that?
I could absolutely see that happening. Yeah. I mean, because
so you could see it happening, but how would it hit you as a Steelers fan?
Even if they don't get JPJ, if it's Barton or Frazier at 28?
I think this is the year for them to do it. One, they seem to be going in with more holes than we're usually comfortable with. So you want to be able to collect as many picks as possible. And, I mean, let's just throw it out that this offseason has been completely different from what we're used to.
Yep.
And they don't often make a move like that in the draft, but I could see this being the year that it happens.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
0-1. And a line drive right field. Back is Castellanos to the wall. It's a line drive. Grand slam. Home run for Jack Sawinski. Now that is bringing home the bacon, Bert. And the Pirates, with that big swing from Sawinski, his second home run of the season, they take a 5-2 lead in the sixth.
1,000 yesterday.
And a high fly ball, big tree, like a big old oak, hits one out of here. Clears the deck toward the foul pole and left. Joey Bart hits a home run like a big tree. Joey Bart with his second Pirate home run. It's a Bart dart that gives the Pirates a 6-2 lead.
Greg Brown. Couple epic calls from the Pirates win over the Phillies yesterday. Looked like they'd lose 3 of 4 because Zach Wheeler was dealing. Sawinski's granny. I don't get the bacon Bert thing. It's clearly a pierogi reference. Is it because he's Polish last name? Got it. All right, never mind. I'll leave. And then the
I'm happy you came to that one all on your own at once. It was good.
And then the other home run was Greg Brown clearly thinking Jared Triolo hit the home run.
Who had just, I think, flied out or something right before
but
that.
But it was really Joey Bart, and he had to switch it on the fly to Bart Dart.
I liked in the middle. It happened. Hey, call. It could happen to anyone, but I liked in the middle that he just went with, well, he hit a home run like a big tree would. That tree was dead.
That was in the sixth inning. If I did that,
yeah,
I would have been in the tank for the rest of the game. You would have had to console me to be like, it's okay that you got that home run call wrong. Snap out of it.
Well, he got the grand slam call right.
I know, but that would have ruined the grand slam happened before that Bart home run.
Yeah, I know. So he still had like the more important of the two home runs.
Yeah, but getting a home run call wrong and misidentifying a guy would really bother me. And then I probably would have given a lame Andrew McCutchen home run call in the ninth inning for his 300th home run as a result of it. Because I'd be feeling bad for myself and hating myself.
I was going to say, I would just be hating myself. There wouldn't even be feeling bad. I'd be like, you know, you're an idiot. You screwed this up. What's wrong with you? That I was listening to that game, though, because I had to make a very lengthy drive yesterday. It was wild how quickly it turned from Zach Wheeler's dealing. This is going to be a hard luck 2-1 loss to they left Zach Wheeler out there to die on the vine a little too long.
So we're halfway through April, and they haven't lost a series yet, Chris. Mm-hmm. Swept Miami, took 2 out of 3 from Washington, took 2 out of 3 from Baltimore, split with Detroit, split with Philly. Now they started a series with the Metsies tonight in New York, and Perez, last time we saw him, Bednar was blowing that game for him. He was lights out. His next turn through the rotation is tonight for them. So, really, a couple of questions that I have. The first one is about the pitching now that Gonzalez, after Saturday when he looked, I thought, fine, comes up lame. He's hurt. Now you got to find someone to fill his shoes in the rotation. And it's not Paul Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
Because Skeens is still getting the baby step, kid glove
treatment.
He's
worked out to, what, 55 pitches? He's not. They haven't stretched him out.
3 1/3 on Friday.
Yeah, I think he threw 55 pitches. Because I think they're looking at innings and or pitch counts there.
You're safe now. If you call him up for this next start.
Yeah, you're well outside of the, he's not going to get 172 days.
You're going to get the extra year before free agency, which is the chief concern.
Unless he were to somehow be lights out and finish first or second in NL Rookie of the Year.
He's not going to finish first, so the concern is second. Because unless Yamamoto needs Tommy John surgery at some point, he's going to be another one of these guys, which is a loophole. Great players come over from Japan where they've already been professionals, but because they're in their first year, they win Rookie of the Year. Yeah.
Ichiro did it the year he won MVP, too.
Correct.
Who else won Rookie of the Year and MVP?
Hideo Nomo. Was that the MVP, but he did that, too, where he came from Japan and then...
Didn't Fred Lynn do it?
I think he did, Chris. Check out the big brain on Mulsey.
I will say it's going to... I mean, prepare to be disappointed. It's going to be Quinn Priester. If they need one. They have an off day, so I think they would need one, several days from now? Like 9 days, I thought people were speculating. They wouldn't need one right away because of an off day. Like, they had a 9 games in 10 day stretch, which in theory then you could give somebody 2 starts and skip over a spot in the rotation.
Can you attempt to give me the devil's advocate on something?
Are you asking me, like, Malzy, there's no one I know who's better at just pulling old devil's advocate argument
Tell
out of his
me
ass.
Why... Skeens can't get bumped up to 65 or 70 pitches here. If you want to restrict his workload and you want to cap his pitches in a game or his innings, why can't that happen in his next start here?
The only thing, the best devil's advocacy I can give you is the following. He's not a sure thing. None of these guys are. He's as close, it feels like, to one as you're going to see. But if you really are dedicated to keeping his pitch counts very disciplined in that range, and it's a little tougher for him to move through major league lineups the way he's been cutting through AAA lineups, you might tax your bullpen on days where he starts if he throws 65 pitches, but that's only 3 2/3 or 4 1/3 innings.
You've got guys out there, though, in your bullpen who are former starters who don't have themselves built up to go and throw 90 pitches in a game, but Ortiz and Contreras can give you 40 or 50.
You said to give you a devil's advocate position. You didn't say give you a good one.
Now I'm arguing back on it.
I don't think there's an ultra compelling. The only other compelling case you could make, and I didn't even check this guy after his first start in AAA, although I feel like off the top of my head, if he were doing absolutely horribly, I would know about it because people would be complaining about it. The devil's advocacy is what? Quinn Priester.
How's he looked? What are his stats? Are they great?
3.95 ERA, 13 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 20 down there. He hasn't allowed a home run there. He's only walked five. He's given up some hits in a couple of earned runs, but it hasn't been, like, bad by any stretch. I mean, his first start got overshadowed down there because obviously Skeens had just gotten done, like, kicking ass. He had, like, an insane number of whiffs in his first start. Here's the one number I will say that is a devil's advocacy argument for Priester. He is striking out so far through three starts, 13 batters per nine. He's striking out everyone down there.
That gets me so excited.
Priester.
No,
that's Priester. I'm making you the Priester argument to be a devil's advocate for Skeens. You just gave yourself away.
I did.
Got hot and bothered for it.
My nipples got hard hearing that.
You got hot and bothered for strikeouts. You didn't know they were Priesters.
I just feel like with Priester, he was so bad here last year. He failed my eye test so miserably.
His velocity and all those things are up too, though.
But right now, I have him pegged as a 4A player who kills AAA and he comes
up to the
major
league. Wouldn't you
rather
find out about that, like, right now?
Then watch Skeens?
No, not then watch Skeens, but because they're telling you we're trying to build this guy up in the minors, Skeens, that is. Wouldn't you just rather, if you're going to have to settle for it, say, I want to see what Priester is now, and then if he stinks, he stinks? Because his velocity, you know, all the stuff last year with him at the major league level was, the velocity's down, this is troubling. He's apparently throwing the ball a lot
harder. Okay, but I would just have such a short leash on him because of how bad last year looked. Well, if he came up and made one start against Boston and it was bad, I'd be like, get him out of here. And that's probably not fair to him. But that's just how scarred I am from watching him suck last year.
No, he was very bad.
He didn't look like... It wasn't just he struggled and was humbled. He didn't look like a major league pitcher to me. He was topping out at like 91. There was not good look. There was not good command.
Yeah, he's apparently been topping out more in like the 95 to 97 range now.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. Donald.
The debrief, April 15, 2024. A couple of uniform-related things here. First, the Jets are redesigning their uniforms. I thought whenever I first saw them, like, okay, these look very similar to what they just wore. I was corrected by a friend of mine who is a Jets fan. He said, no, they just wore them a bunch last year, so I could see the confusion.
So wait, the uniforms that they're officially going to, they already like soft launched last year?
So if you remember the opener where Rodgers got hurt,
yeah,
that's what they'll be wearing
all year.
All season, yeah.
Okay, all right, fine.
But like their actual uniforms from last year are different. He showed me a side-by-side.
Okay.
But he said... easily confused because if you only saw a few games game, they were probably wearing those anyway.
All right.
The Jags will also be going, not permanently back, but they will bring back for at least a game their throwbacks, like the late
Fred
90s,
Taylor
early
era.
2000s. Yeah, Fred Taylor, like the first guy you think of.
They should have never left those. They should have stayed in those uniforms the entire time.
But it's like fashion. It's cyclical, and everybody always, except for the Steelers and a couple of other teams, feels the need to change it up every
so often.
Well,
the Steelers should change theirs up.
That's what I wanted to get to. The NFL also announced that they will be allowing not only a second helmet design, but a third starting next year.
I'm going to state my case again for this.
And I know we've discussed this in the past, that the Steelers just stick with the traditional black
Give me a red helmet.
Oh, they've got red helmet?
They've got hypocycloids on there that are blue and red, one each. Give me either a blue helmet or a red helmet for a crazy, like, wild color. No, it's not. It's a great idea.
I remember Malzy and I doing this last year, and some guy, like, put out a design, and it looked a lot better than what we picked.
I asked for a full-on red uniform, I think, and somebody said, and people, I retweeted it, and people were like, that kicks ass. It looks great.
Did you like the Pirates uniforms in the early 2000s that had the accent red in there?
Yes, I actually did. And I thought the red cap back then... The red bill, black hat, gold pea, best hat in baseball.
Do the gold helmet with the black stripe. They've worn that before.
Like the 75 anniversary ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should definitely bring
those. How about
those
the all-white uniforms?
I've been wanting that for a while, the all-white.
I can't picture the last time they did that.
Well, because it was when they sucked back in the late 60s, I think. I think they kind of phased that out right around the time Noel got hired.
Well, they should do something like that. If they're going to have an all-black color rush uniform, they should have an all-white,
about an all-gold color rush uniform with black numbers?
I would take a look at that. But every time we do this, I think to myself, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Just go back to the black numbers. Keep everything else
the same. A team that has a classic uniform that's rarely changed that actually is broke? Packers uniforms are great.
Yep. Raiders are fantastic.
Raiders are iconic.
Yeah, the Cowboys, I think the...
Although I say this
every
time.
They admit, though, that the Navy jersey looks like crap because they never want to wear it.
Oh, but I like the Navy jersey.
They admit... I mean, Jerry Jones just is the only guy who says, no, we're going to wear the white jersey, silver pants, or whatever, blue pants at home, and we're going to... We know we're going to wear them on the road most of the time, so boom, that's our uniform. They clearly don't like the way that Navy jersey looks.
I don't like the Navy jersey either, Malzy. Who's one that just keeps the same status quo and it sucks? The Texans.
Well, I think they just changed theirs up. I think they're one of these
teams
going
through. Are they changing the logo and the colors and
stuff? I have a take on
that. Well, no, they're not changing the whole color scheme, no.
They should be allowed to have the property of the Oilers and everything that came with it
back.
And they should be the Houston Oilers again.
I agree.
Would that be the Titans, though?
I don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah, Chris is right. They should give it back, and they should be allowed to wear the Oilers uniforms.
The Titans flaunt that in their face all the time. They'll do the oil derricks once in a while. They are the Houston Oilers.
Titans should wear those down in Houston at some point.
University
if
of
they
Houston.
Talk about throwing record books out the window.
University of Houston got in trouble because they tried to make the Oilers colors their alternate for football, and they got a big smack on the wrist. But I think that the Houston Texans should become the Houston Oilers and should go back to what I would call a top five, if not top three, uniform. The true Oiler look, the powder blue home jerseys, the all-white roads with powder blue numbers. That is a sick jersey.
And the Titans should just start over. They should just come up with a new team nickname and new design. Seriously, I would like that. If there was...
The guitars.
If there was a banjo or a guitar on a helmet with a new color scheme compared to the flaming thumbtack, that would be a major upgrade over what they have right now.
I also feel like they should incorporate, red is a tertiary color in there.
No, their two primary colors are the same color. It's blue and teal.
Right, but you ever notice at least years ago, they had red in there.
Yeah, they've gotten rid of it. They've done away with it. They're leaning into the blues.
Yeah, I feel
but that's Memphis. It ain't Nashville.
Yeah.
What would you name a team in Nashville though? What would be the?
That's what they should do. They should rebrand and drop Tennessee and make them the Nashville something.
The Pirates' old AAA affiliate, the Nashville Sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you've got a team named the St. Louis Blues in hockey, and it's a winged note.
And guess what? I like it. It works for them.
What would the Sounds logo be? It would be like waves of sound going through the air. Imagine the little internet symbol on your phone, but turned three quarters of the way, so that it sounds just like sound waves. I don't know. But the Titans suck. Their uniforms are tied with Seattle's usually for me for looking most like an XFL startup. But you want to talk about a team that changed a classic
Seattle?
Go back
to the silver and blue.
Oh, my God.
Well, I actually hated those.
We used to be a proper country. No. Those are great.
They brought him back last year for a couple games. They look great.
Here's another team. Broncos need to go back to, like, the 80s Elway, the Orange Crush, like,
where
all
the horse is, like, jumping through the D.
Yes. We used to stand for things in this country.
The Bills need to have the drugged-out Buffalo.
I don't mind the ones that they have now, actually.
I just wish their helmet was red instead of white.
Oh, I would also – I have a modest proposal. Giants to go back permanently to the block letter, like, at an angle, Giants on the helmet.
Yes, instead of just the NY.
My high school –
Phil Sims era.
I like the old school NY.
Well, my high school mirrored their uniforms for football and their helmets. So when it was Trojans and, you know, diagonal lettering, that was good. We mirrored North Carolina for basketball. So remember the Joseph Forte era North Carolina?
Oh, yeah.
With that, like, blobby-looking NC in the middle?
I like that.
That was North Catholic, baby.
The Patriots should also have the center on the helmet.
Yeah, that might be the best one of all. The Paul Revere-looking New England Patriots. Orange is their new
You don't like the Elvis Presley chin? Patriot?
I don't even know what it's supposed. It looks almost like a Russian guy wearing, like, a, you know, like one of those cold weather hats. Their primary colors should be red jerseys with the striping on the shoulders, white pants, do away with blue pretty much altogether.
Oh, Donnie, I have a question for you because this is your segment. Did you watch the Billy Joel at MSG event last night?
I did.
What did you think of it?
Well, I got into it a little bit late, so I was upset because I know they moved around the actual order of how he performed. Because I had a buddy send me, like, the set list from whatever night that was. And moving out is, like, very high on my list. Probably number one. And I thought, okay, he played that, like, 9th or 10th at that show. They played it on the actual broadcast, like, 3rd or 4th. So I missed that one. Because I got in around...
Wasn't there a Heidi moment at the end of this thing? Where they...
They clipped it off before it was really over.
We got to the end, and we get into Piano Man... Everybody's loving it. Like, Sarah and I were laying in bed. I'm singing along. I'm all juiced up. Cuts right into KDKA weather. I'm like, this can't be happening. All my buddies, like, sending the same thing. I see everything on Twitter. Like, it was a CBS move. Our guy Jared Barton made that clear to me. Like, CBS cut in right at 11:30.
I gotta be honest with you. That had no appeal to me last night.
I didn't even know it was happening.
And I don't say that as someone who's anti-Billy Joel because I'm not. I love Joel.
You just like 80s Joel.
I like the entire Joel catalog, but yes, I do prefer the 80s Joel, period, just like Horatio Sands. The whole point of that is to see him in concert. I don't want to watch a taped version of a concert unless it happens to be a show that I was actually at. And I want to, like, reminisce or remind myself of how cool it was to be there. I don't want to watch a concert on TV.
I would agree with that. Like, I used to like the old, though, like, Daryl Hall, Daryl's Garage stuff that would be on that one network where he'd just hang out in his garage that was also a totally different experience. But they would still be jamming, though. Like, you would want to be there in person more
than
watch on TV.
But, like, an unplugged thing, I'll watch that.
Yeah.
That's a different experience.
No, I actually agree with
you.
I agree with you. I think you're right. I also, again, did this happen on CBS?
Yeah.
Was it heavily promoted?
Yes, it was.
Completely,
I remember seeing a lot of commercials
completely
about it.
Unaware it was happening. Like, I woke up this morning to a very confused Twitter timeline that I was looking at where I'm going.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!